Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, October 13th, 2011. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. We recognize it's kind of early in the morning for some of you. Call in anyway. Maybe it'll wake you up a little bit. All right, call in with your questions, your comments, especially your criticisms, and your disagreements. We'd love to hear from you. This is how we both learn. You will also access this program through our Blog Talk Radio number of 646-652-4620. Many people have that number down. I didn't want you to think it was disconnected. I encourage you to send us your email to comments@libertytalkradio.com. Also, get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, sutton-associates.net. That's sutton-associates.net. And sign up for his newsletters and his broadcasts. In his newsletters and podcasts, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. In fact, Andy will be on our program next Wednesday evening, as he does the third Wednesday of every month, and he'll be giving us an update. Please just join us at that time. Liberty Talk Radio broadcasts are archived and available from our website, but are also accessed via iTunes and Twitter under @LibertyJoe for your listening convenience. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good morning, everyone. This morning will be sort of a repeat of what we attempted to do last week, in that we had planned to have Mark Beard on our program from the American Gold Reserve. Unfortunately, he didn't get clearance at that time. Things weren't set up properly, but he'll be with us this morning at 7 o'clock. We do have a caller on the air using a cell phone, I do believe. Caller, if you want to make a question or have a question or make a comment, just press the one button and I'll recognize it on our board and we'll put you on the air. Thank you very much for tuning in. It may even be Mark Beard. Who knows? Well, this morning I want to talk about a couple of items that are sort of near and dear to my heart, at least. And it's something that we all hear almost on a daily basis now for the past few weeks regarding jobs. Now, folks, we have to start recognizing the fact that if we do not start thinking rationally and start thinking for ourselves and start learning how to think and how to get to the core problems, nothing in this world would change. Absolutely nothing. Right now, we are being told that we should vote for this job bill. I mean, encourage our congressmen and our senators to vote for the jobs bill. I mean, who would be against people having jobs? The government wants to create jobs, but yet the other side refuses to do so for political reasons. And just listen to the logic of it. We create jobs by improving our infrastructure. There are bridges out there that are in desperate need of repair. In fact, some of them may even be in the area of being dangerous to be on. In fact, we've had bridges from time to time absolutely collapse and people have been killed. So this not only provides a safety net physically for the citizens, and that's what they expect when they go over a bridge, they don't expect it to collapse, but it would also create jobs. And in creating those jobs, those people will spend money and will get this economy going again. Now, who in their right mind would be against that? Just think about it. You know, you're creating jobs, you're improving the infrastructure, maintaining the infrastructure, I should say. You know, and it's a win-win for everyone. And yet there are people who are against it. Now, this is what we're being fed. This is what we have to understand, that we are being fed, and this is the way we think. Folks, this is why we have government schools. We have government schools because government schools want you to think exactly that way. They don't want you to think critically, saying, well, wait a minute, it sounds good. I really can't disagree with that comment that, you know, creating jobs, you know, especially improving the infrastructure and the safety of the citizens, how could any of that be bad? I mean, you'd have to be a nutcake, you know, there'd have to be something deranged in your mind or something that, you know, would not make you work right. But we think that way because we've gone to government schools. I would have been trying to pick up a government a textbook, a history textbook from in elementary or high school. And I haven't had much luck so far. The best I got is a book on American democracy. And it's a textbook. It weighs about 40 pounds. You know it's a textbook because it weighs so much. And you know, it has lessons in at the end of each chapter and stuff like that. So it's a textbook. I had to go to a used bookstore to get it. But it wasn't a history book. I still want to get a history book. I guess I have to go to Amazon.com. I can get a history book. And what we are going to do on this program is we're going to take that history book and we're going to read it. We're going to read just a small, small section, no long, lengthy thing, maybe just 30 seconds of reading. And then we're going to see, does that make any sense? Right? Just like this comment, does this make any sense? There couldn't be a person in the world who would be against what I just said, what I'm advocating. Vote for the jobs bill. Well, let me put it this way. If, in fact, you buy into that, you obviously did not do very well in economics, you did not do very well in finance, and you obviously did not do very well in your critical thinking, because we have a problem here. First of all, we don't address the basic problem. We built a bridge, and with that bridge, there's a maintenance schedule. And that maintenance schedule is typically supported via road taxes, excise taxes, you know, local taxes, sales taxes, to maintain that bridge. The first question we should be asking is, what happened? What happened to our, what happened to the money that was allocated? What happened to money that was allocated for that bridge? They don't want to answer to that. See, they don't want to, they just want to look, you got to be forward thinking. Don't be, that's backward thinking. This is backward thinking now. You're being very negative. You know, we got to be forward thinking. No, I like backward thinking. I like to go backwards, always go backwards. I want to know what happened to the money. Secondly, if we do have this jobs bill pass, where's the money going to come from? The money's going to come from a bankrupt organization called the government. And they're going to print more money. Just think about it. They're just going to print money and create jobs. But they're not creating jobs. Because those jobs were already there. They're already earmarked when that bridge was built. The problem is that the politicians or the people in office took that money and squandered it. Now, they're giving a free pass. They don't have to worry about that anymore, right? Because so they're going to get some more money, they're going to create jobs, and then they're going to be reelected for being such, you know, for being such a good congressman or a senator and making sure that the safety of the people, bing, bada bang, bada boom. Do you see the insanity of this whole thing? Now, if the bill is passed, who's going to pay for it? Now, remember, these people have a job, they're fixing the bridge. After they fix the bridge, what do? Bridge is fixed. It's finished. They go back on unemployment. Now, because they had a job, they go on unemployment now for another, I don't know how many years it is these days. Where's the money for unemployment coming from? Well, it's got to come from the government or the employers. Employers are bailing out because they don't want to pay it anymore. It's too costly. Government can't afford it. They got to print more money. Folks, This is just the worst thing. Now, I'll tell you what we should do. Here is my solution to the rotting bridge that's ready to fall problem. And let me get a little swig here for a second. I would suggest we make the bridge collapse. Now, I don't want it to collapse, so before it collapses, let's close the bridge. Unsafe. Think about it. Unsafe. This bridge is unsafe, unpassable. Forget it. We're not going anywhere. Now you say, well, wait a minute. People can't get to work. They relied on that bridge to get to work, to do whatever they have to do. You're isolating people. You can't do that. Wait a minute. I'm not doing it. Right? The politicians had the money to fix the bridge. They took the money, and they just happened to take their young girlfriends over to, you know, Aruba for vacation, or whatever they did. Now, what you do is when you close a bridge, you cause an uproar. People head for City Hall. They want to know, why is the bridge closed? Well, the bridge is closed because there's no money. Now the bums in office have to own up to it. They have to be accountable. Listen to this. They have to be accountable to the people. Right? And the people are going to ask, where's the money? Where's the money to fix the bridge? Now they have to answer that question. And usually they cannot. You see where I'm getting from? So let the bridge close. Close the bridge up and make... Then, when they find out that this guy has squandered the money, you know, money has been going all over the place except for where it should be going, right? What happens to that person? That person gets booted out of office, right? Holding the person accountable. So I say, close the stupid bridge. Close it. Close the roads. And then have the politicians explain to you what happened to all the money that has been collected that was earmarked exactly for that. You know, they talk about earmarks in Congress. You know, earmarks go all over to their friends. What about the money that's actually earmarked to a particular project when the taxes are being collected? We never know what happens to that money. Oh, they tell us they're doing all these wonderful things. Now, what do you think is going to happen when the next guy comes into office? He's going to make sure that bridge is open and maintained well. Now, there's another bridge right down the road, and that's also in disrepair. What do you think is going to happen? Any money is going to any of these stupid programs that they have, right, going to be discontinued, and they're going to fix the bridge. We don't, folks, keep and hold our politicians accountable. And that's the problem. We don't hold anybody accountable for anything. All we do, because we're America and we can print our own money, we just print more money and we vote in the politician who says, I'm for jobs. That jobs bill is misnamed. It is not a jobs bill. The government cannot create jobs. It's impossible. Jobs are created through need in the private sector. The government can't do that. If the government could create jobs, and they create. Create means like creation, like God created the earth. Create jobs. They're not creating jobs. All they do is printing money to put people back to work who should have been working, fixing that bridge with the money that had been collected years in advance. But no one's being held accountable for squandering that money. You see, the whole focus of this argument is in the wrong place. And all you hear is Barack Obama talking about, they won't pass my jobs bill, my jobs bill, my jobs bill. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. But we don't know it's dumb. You see, we don't know it's dumb because we went to government schools, and our government schools trained us not to think. To take literally word for word and say, well, I guess that's it. That's it, I guess. We got to vote for the jobs bill. Look at those Republicans. And I'm not a Republican. Believe me, I'm far from a Republican. But look at those people who are not voting for it. Look how mean they are. Blah, 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 blah. And that's the end of that. So I say, let's close the bridges. Let's close the roads. Let's close the ports. Close everything down that has not been maintained and not up to spec. Close it all down. At that point, we all march on Washington. We all march to our capitals. And all those bums, every one of those bums are out of office. And that's how we change America. Let's stop for station identification.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano. I'm your host for Liberty Talk Radio. We do invite you to call 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. You can send us your comments anytime to comments at LibertyTalkRadio.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear get your questions. We'll put them on the air, your comments, and especially your criticisms and your disagreements. We'd love, that's how we learn, right? By the way, this morning, I lost all my airtime. And just at the last minute, I was able to resurrect this program. Don't know what happened to it. I'm having a guest come on in about 10, 15 minutes. His name is Mark Beard of the American Gold Reserve. Should be very interesting. Don't know much about it. We're going to learn together, okay? The second subject I want to bring up is in this textbook that I picked up, a section within a chapter as to why people don't vote. You know, and it talked about everything, but it didn't go to the core issue. People don't vote because they know their vote doesn't count. You can be in the 49.5%. The other guy gets 50.5%. He wins. That's the dumbest situation you can ever think of. And that's why you have Republicans versus Democrats, and it keeps us busy arguing back and forth, this and that, the Democrat, Republican, bad, good, bad. It's the dumbest system. The politicians know it, but they love it because it keeps you guys in check. See, we don't have a system where we know that our vote actually counts. We don't have an approval voting system. For example, and I'm not advocating this, but I'm just saying, for example, where people can vote or elect to vote for or elect to vote against anyone on the ticket. And let me give you an example. You have, let's assume there's only three people in the entire district. This is all hypothetical, of course. All right? First person walks in. This guy is a diehard Republican. Hates every Democrat he ever met. Okay? You know the type. Now, he goes in there. Oh, and there's three people running. There's a Republican, a Democrat, and an independent. Let's say Libertarian. So the guy goes in there and he goes, I vote Republican. I always vote for coming. Republicans are my team, you know. And votes against the Democrat. Hate the Democrats, you know. And he goes, well, you know, Libertarians have a good point, you know. You know, I really like them, but they don't have a chance of winning anyway, so I'm vote for the Libertarian. So now the Republican and Libertarian get one vote. Democrats, zero. Next guy walks in, right, and he's a Democrat, hates all the Republicans, votes against the Republican, for the Democrat, but Libertarian has some good points. Hey, he doesn't hate the Libertarian, he'll vote for Libertarian. All right, well, let's say there's just two votes, okay? Who wins the race? Think about it. The Republican got one, the Democrat got one, Libertarian got two. Libertarian wins. You see, there's a way of doing that. In some countries, if your party, you vote for your party, not for the person. And that makes sense because the party has, you know, certain, you know, whatever their ideology is. You know, if they're Libertarian, you vote for Libertarian. You don't care who the Libertarian is. If the Libertarian is a Libertarian, I don't care if it's Godzilla, I'll vote for Godzilla. It makes no difference. So in this case, if the Libertarians only received 5% of the votes, they would get 5% of Congress. See, my vote counted. But see, the way our system works right now, it really doesn't. Because either it doesn't count because we lose, or if we win, they don't do what they say they're going to do, so and there's no checks and balances, so we lose anyway. We're in a lose-lose proposition. The people don't vote because they know it doesn't make any difference. And by the way, even if they voted for the person that they wanted to get in there, person gets in, nothing changes, things get worse. They don't do what they don't say there's what do what they're going to do. No checks and balances, never worse. So people go, what am I voting for? Screw it, I hate the whole system. I hate politics. I hate politics, don't talk politics. Well, they're not talking politics. They should be talking about economic issues and social issues. And how the government should stay away from every one of them. That's what we should be talking about. But people are afraid to do that. And they don't do that because their vote just doesn't count. The book is wrong. The book is very wrong. And that's why I want to get a history book. And I'll pick one up. And when I do, we're going to start reading it in the air. If I ran for president, I tell you, I'd have a great, campaign. My campaign would be very simple. Let's assume I was debating with all the Republicans, for example. I would get up there and say, you know, this is my plan. You know, I hope to fool as many people as I could to get into office. When I get into office, I will squander the money a lot more than anybody else on the stage. I will take the money. I will use it for personal gain, get the bankers involved. I will make billions of dollars on the side. You'll never see it, but I'm going to make a fortune. I'm not going to tell you the truth. I'm going to lie. I'm not going to solve any problems. I'll say I will, but I'm not going to do a thing, you know, unless I profit by it. And my friends and the banksters and all the criminals that I know all profit by it at your expense. So I'm asking for your vote. Now, people say, well, how do you expect anyone to vote for you with that platform? My answer would be, wait a minute. I am simply taking a tried and true method, you know, that has been getting people elected for a couple of hundred years, and I'm applying all those principles because that's who the people vote for. Think about it. That's who we always wind up voting for. We'll say, well, they never keep their promises. They all lie. They all do, and we vote for them. So why do these guys go through the charade? I'd say, hey, you know, listen, I'm going to foul up this country and wars. I'll start wars. You have no ideas. I'll start wars where you, in countries you don't know existed, because it feeds. It gives money. It the military-industrial complex profits by it, and I'm part of that. I become part of that, and I will profit by it. Your sons and daughters don't mean nothing to me, mean absolutely nothing. If they get mutilated, come back with no arms and legs, not my problem. You voted for me. This is America. This is what we do. You're a tough prop. You're a tough love. You don't like it? Get the hell out. And that would be my program. That's how I would campaign. And I would go across the United States saying exactly that. And everyone listening, everyone would know that I don't mean a word that I say. That I'm saying exactly the opposite. And the reason why I'm saying it is because that's who we vote for every single time. And when is the time going to come where we get really damn angry? Angry to the point where we march on Washington and pull those bums out. Don't allow them to talk and give us more crap. The only problem that I have with the March on Wall Street and those that are going around the country right now, is that they're occurring in the wrong place. Yeah, Wall Street participated. But who's to blame? The government. The government is involved in this whole damn thing. But what we do is we march on Wall Street, and then we get some government official who's been jacking us around for years, giving speeches on how we got to clean it up, and we cheer him. Now, this is the guy we got to get out of office. Even if it's physical, go in the office and grab him out. Just bloop, that's it, it's gone. My office is empty. We need a new person. You know, I don't understand our mentality at all in this country. I just don't understand it. That we continually do the same stupid thing over and over and over and over. There's a woman who sends out. She's from the Progressive Party, and she sends me email all the time. She thinks I'm a progressive because I'm a libertarian. I don't know how she makes the connection. Anyway, and when Bush was in office, man, everything we did in war was mentioned. I get three emails a day, you know, somebody killed here, this and that, killed, you know, terrible war, terrible war. Now that Barack Obama is in office, the only emails I get are on social issues, you know, like abortion and, you know, equal rights at the job and stuff like that. War never mentioned anymore. We become so blind, we become servants, servitude to our own political party. That's the way they want it, and that's what you're giving them. You're pretty good. You're pretty damn good when you do that. I congratulate you. Now, will we ever wake up? No, we won't. I'm no fool. I mean, I used to be a fool, but I'm too old to be a fool now. I've seen too much. I'm 68 and a half years old, you know, and I've seen more crap than I'd like to admit. No, we're not going to wake up. But a small contingency are going to get really angry. And I'd say 5% are going to get really angry. You just wait. Wait until the unemployment checks run out. You think you saw anger before? No. As Gerald Celente says, when you lose everything and you have nothing else to lose, you lose it. And these people are going to lose it because Gerald Celente is right. When the money stops flowing in the streets, blood starts flowing in the streets. And that's another thing he says. And he's right. There is no way, folks, that this country is ever going to pick itself up, because it can't. Because we elected the people that typifies my campaign. The campaign, those are the people we elect. So how is it going to change? It's not. And our school systems are getting worse. Do you know, every time I want to speak to a school teacher, elementary or high school teacher, about the condition of affairs, they don't want to talk about it. They get angry. They get confused. Because they're in the school system that they learn from themselves. They're regurgitating the same garbage. The same garbage. And they don't know any better. And they don't want to hear anything else. I've had so many school teachers, I ask questions. I say, I got a question. What about this? They don't answer the question. They get angry. Because they know they're wrong. They know deep down inside there's something really wrong, and they've been doing it wrong all their lives. Even the good teachers. Folks, we have a problem. A couple of weeks ago, I said, you know, we found where the problem is, and it's with us. I think the title of the broadcast was, "They Won." They won. And everyone expected me to identify they as the bankers, as the politicians. I said, no, we won. We won. We voted for these bums. These bums we voted for, right? And that's what we got. We got these bums. And they're doing exactly what we knew they were going to do. Because everyone who votes goes, oh, you know, those politicians, you can never trust them. Did you vote? Yeah, it's my obligation, my duty to vote. Well, you voted the bum in. Well, what are you saying? It's my duty. I'm an American. They want to fight. They make absolutely no sense. If, in fact, you think the politicians are no good, they're liars, they're bums, what did you vote for? Well, you got to vote. No, you don't. Your obligation is to be a dissident. And once government becomes abusive, is to replace the government, to do exactly what the people are doing when they hit the streets. Those are the good guys. We're the bad guys. I'm not on the street. I'm a bad guy. Very simple. Let's stop for station identification. And then we'll have our guests come on the air, hopefully.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Caller, you're on the air. Good morning. Caller, you're on the air. Mark, is that you? Oh, I guess not. I'll put you over here and I'll put you on hold. Caller, you're on the air. Caller? Hello?
Hi, it's Mark.
Mark, all right, very good. I was waiting for we had another phone on the air. Someone else called in. I thought it was you. They didn't answer. So, and then your number came up. Very good, Mark. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Mark, this is Mark Beard from the American Gold Reserve. I guess we're going to talk a little bit about gold, about American Gold Reserve, and some of his ideas of where we're going. Mark, could you, for our listeners, give us a little background of who you are, where you're coming from, and something about the American Gold Reserve, okay?
Okay, sure. A brief history of myself. I've been buying gold and silver for years now, dating back when it was $4.50 an ounce, which is, wish I would have bought more of it. But really enjoy gold and silver. I'm a student of law, history, banking, and studying government infrastructures, and what some call the conspiratorial view of history, which is a real history since early 70s. And about 4 years ago, I came down to Panama City for 30 days, which is where I currently reside. I spend most of the year here in Panama City, Panama. Came down here to open up an IBC and a foundation. And since then, it's been quite an eye-opener being in the international banking arena and what's available outside of the United States of America. But we deal with very large buyers of gold internationally. And through the course of my interactions, I've had literally hundreds of people and hundreds of requests from smaller buyers wanting 5, 10, 100, up to 100 pounds of silver or gold, down to several ounces of the product. And I just didn't have any place to send them. I was buying locally in Colorado through a friend of mine's coin shop and through Monex. So I didn't have any special place to go to pick up gold and silver. And with the events that are happening here with gold and silver, it's just a lot of attention has been put in on that. Now, when you talk about gold and you talk about silver, Joe, it gets very political. You invariably, speaking of gold and silver, we'll start talking about fiat currencies or paper currencies. And invariably, that will lead you into conversation of the government issuing them. And then the inherent flaw in that, which is called the printing press, and the ability to spend 3 cents to make the 1, 5, 10, 20, 50, or $100 bill. I'm going to wear a couple hats in this conversation. One is I'm going to speak from a sovereign man's point of view, and I'm going to put my hat on to talk about American Gold Reserve, because under the umbrella of American Gold Reserve, because it is a political issue, they're wanting us to stay down the middle of the road and be very careful of what we say, which I certainly do as a sovereign man, but I have much more freedom to speak as far as my historical knowledge and background of gold and silver that I've gleaned over the last 35, 40 years. So, Joe, I think the bottom line here is that Barnum & Bailey is not the greatest show on earth.
I agree. So, great. Okay. All right, Mark, yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. Mark, are you an American citizen or a citizen of Panama?
Yeah, I'm a Native American. I grew up in Colorado.
Okay. Do you still hold your U.S. citizenship in Panama?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not apply for citizenship in Panama yet, or don't plan to?
No, I have not. No, I have not.
Okay. Do you plan to stay down there for any length of time, forever, or what are your plans?
Well, I've resigned myself to be a global nomad, if you will, a perpetual traveler.
Okay.
So I'm just going to keep things open and enjoy this beautiful planet we live on. There's a lot of beauty out there. Panama City is a very unique place. It's a great place to do business. I can look out. I live in a high rise here, right outside of Parque Omar, which is like Panama City's Central Park. And the rooftop here, I you probably count 25, 30 cranes. There's a jack and steel and concrete and building like a son of a gun down here. It's like a little Hong Kong.
Wow. Okay.
It's, it's real healthy.
Yeah.
Very healthy economy.
Mark, you're coming in with a little bit of an echo hollowness. Are you just speaking into a regular phone, or how are you transmitting?
Well, I'm speaking over a VoIP, or a Skype VoIP.
Okay.
Line on our computer.
Okay. Well, I guess we can't change that then. Okay. Can you tone it
well,
down?
If you
just
like, I could go grab a headset real quick. If that you think that would help.
Why don't you do that and see if that improves the fidelity of what we have here? I mean, we can hear you very clearly, but I think too loudly. Hold on, folks. He's getting a headset. We heard a door slam. We're still with you, folks. Okay. Let's see if that changes anything.
Talk to me for a second, please.
Okay. Are you in yet?
Yeah, is this any better?
All right. Let's try that just for a second. I'll get used to it, and maybe I can make a comparison. Now, with all the places that people can buy gold today, I mean, it's the internet and the television, you know, the financial news are swamped with companies selling gold, right? Why did you see, where is your niche? Why did you see a need to fill a niche?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm glad you asked that. So I'll just go ahead and put my AGR hat on, my American Gold Reserve hat. Basically, when you can cut all the fat out of the deal, like I was buying a lot of my stuff from Monex.
Right.
And as you know, Monex is on massive advertising, TV commercials. They have their sales manager and their floor there, and telemarketers and sales agents and commissioned individuals.
Mark, may I ask you, Mark, I'm sorry interrupting. Could you turn that down a little bit? Do you have a volume knob? See what happens?
Sure can.
Just slightly, see what happens.
Okay, how's that?
All right, well, let's test it from here. Go ahead, go on now. Thank you.
Okay. The niche market that is out there, can you hear me okay? Is that more comfortable?
A little bit more, yeah, that's better.
Okay, let me turn this down here a little bit here. Is that any better there?
I don't know yet. I got to
okay.
Get used to it.
the niche market is obviously you want to go as direct as possible. It doesn't matter what you're getting involved in. American Gold Reserve has got their relationships with the mine owners that are procuring the raw product from. Basically, they are housed under one roof, a laboratory, the refinery, and the mint. And their mint is one of the largest private held mints in the United States of America. I would say that they're probably outgunning the U.S. mint with in their facility. So they've cut all the fat out of the deal. And what they've done is put an affiliate-based, performance-based concept together with American Gold Reserve to get individuals out, professionals out like myself and other individuals in a network marketing concept, which is very novel and unique. I've never seen one done quite like this before.
So you have American Gold Reserve is sort of like a company which is marketing the sale of gold, right? I assume silver too, or just gold?
Correct, gold and silver.
Gold and silver, using a multi-level marketing system of selling, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, typically, in multi-level marketing, the products are more expensive because of commissions that have to be paid, et cetera. Now, they say they're not, but typically they are. How do you how do you maintain any sort of cost control over a product which has a relatively marginal profit margin, you know, a few percent, 1%, 2%, you know, to the retailer, for example, on a multi-level marketing basis?
Well, you know, there again, that's a good point, and which is probably our strong suit. In the industry, everything goes off the spot price. When you look up on anything at Kitco, anywhere in the world, they have a spot price.
Right.
Now, the way that the retailers work, it doesn't matter if it's internet-based or if it's Joe's Coin Shop.
Right.
They have a margin that they put on, a premium that they put on that piece of silver, piece of gold.
Mark, let me interrupt you again. I think it's getting worse. Why don't you go back to your original way of doing it? It's you're coming out too muffled. Too distorted.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
That's better.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better. Okay.
Okay, I don't know what the issue is. We have... Since we've cut all the fat out of the markup from the gold mines to the brokers to the handlers to the refineries to the laboratories to having to farm out the minting to have to basically cut out management, sales staff, advertising, all of the costs of doing business has basically been streamlined. Everything's been incurred with the affiliate out on the street, bringing this product to the consumers, and it is product-driven. Our premium is lower than we are very, very competitively priced. Okay, I have not been able to find anybody in the top 100 that are selling the product at a deeper discount, or that no one's having to discount the product anymore.
All right, now,
let's face it, it is a seller's market.
All right. Let's say, for example, let's take a Silver Eagle. Let's assume the spot price right now of silver is $32. What would a Silver Eagle cost?
You know what? We don't do Silver Eagle. We have our own private line of product.
Oh, okay.
And that is going to be posted.
Okay.
And you know what? Actually, that is going to be posted live on the site today. This is just coming out of pre-launch. All the pricing of the gold, they're going to have 12 products between their gold rounds and their silver rounds in 1 ounce, half ounce, 1/10 ounce.
Right.
They have a kilo of gold. They're coming out with all their product and pricing. Actually, it will be published today. So if you go on to www.americangoldreserve.com,
okay.
My ID is Momo, M-O-M-O. The way they've made this is very easy. It takes a few minutes to sign up. The sign up is free to come in as a customer or to be an affiliate. And obviously, we're very customer driven. So in our the matrix that they've created, they've made it a very simple 3x9 force matrix. Individuals can come on board, participate in the acquisition and the procurement of gold and silver. At a very, very competitive price, get a very quick delivery. Some of the benefits, let me just highlight real quick, you know, in a nutshell, just some of the benefits associated with it. Because obviously the timing couldn't be better for the company to enter the market because gold and silver has been going ballistic, but we are one of the largest private mints in America, okay?
So American Gold Reserve owns the mint, right? They own the mint. That's the process of taking the raw gold or silver and making rounds with it, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's owned by Reed Larson and Wayne Palmer. Now, what they have, they actually make the plugs. We found that the bottleneck in the industry, there's a lot of people that farm out the actual pressing of the coin.
Right.
They actually make the plugs that a lot of people come to. They're meant to acquire.
Okay.
A private label for some very big resellers out there.
Okay.
So the pricing, they're very competitively priced. Okay. And what they do is they offer a fast delivery. They have a very, very quick turnaround time. I've waited as long as 3 months to receive product. they're getting a product out within 3 to 4 weeks. Okay. Customers can set up free, as I said, as a customer or an affiliate directly to the mat. They buy directly from a U.S.-based mat. And by the way, the mint is out of Utah, and I don't know if you're following up, Joe, on the Utah Fair Money Act that was recently passed.
I have not. No, I haven't.
But, okay. Under Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution, obviously gold and silver are set up as the currency, if you will.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, that I'm familiar with. I apologize. Yes, that I'm familiar with. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Utah in June passed the Utah Fair Money Act, which instituted, or reinstituted, I should say, the gold and silver as legal tender.
Right.
Now, with that being said, they don't have a sales tax in Utah for silver and gold, which is obviously a savings right out of the gate there, too. But between the affiliate program, where you can get a small override, this isn't set up to make a big bang on this is set up on volume. Okay, I'm not going to go out there and retire on a couple of accounts, but I've already got a couple hundred people associated with this that came in through the pre-launch, a very easy sign-up methodology. So we're just going to go with building. I'm going to do to my family and friends to this. I'm telling them, regardless if they go with American Gold Reserve, go with somebody and get some silver and get some gold. And I'm promoting silver. I believe silver is gold's Cinderella sister.
Yeah, right. I agree.
And I'm trying to get as much silver in the hands of the people that I care for. The national statistics in America isn't pretty. There's less than 1 ounce of gold owned per person in America. You know, China is promoting their people to buy silver and gold. And everywhere in America, they're saying, you see advertisements, sell your gold and silver.
Let me stop
now
you there.
Now's not the time to be doing that.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know why is China promoting promoting silver and gold to their populace? I never understood that.
Well, because it only strengthens their cause. I mean, plus they can have, it's not good to keep all your gold in one particular place. Just like they did in the United States of America when they took the gold from the populace of here in America. All they have to do is make it illegal to own gold, and most of the people will turn it back in again. So I think they may be farming out their Fort Knox and putting it in the hands of the people. I don't know. It can only strengthen their country though by doing so because
okay,
it's been
so,
around forever.
So the country can have more gold. Okay. They don't have to buy the gold. The people are buying the gold, so they keep the more gold coming within their country, and overall it strengthens the entire society and the country itself. Okay, I can see that. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yeah. And the currency.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. It's good to tell. It's substance. That's the difference between paper and gold. Gold and silver is substance. I mean, when you get an ounce of silver in your hand or an ounce of gold, opposed to a bill in your other hand, I mean, it feels, you have it sounds, it's got substance.
Oh, I agree.
Good,
yeah. Anyone who's ever held a silver eagle coin in their hand, they're so impressed by it. And I say, yeah, that's what our currency used to be, like, you know. And,
exactly.
They really are impressed with it. And I go, yeah, now look at your currency today, and it's kind of putrid. So if someone signed up with the American Gold Reserve, they would be eligible to buy direct from the American Gold Reserve their gold and their silver at a price that's
correct,
very competitive, or even more than competitive than if you bought it through any other place. I mean, retailer, whether it be
correct.
Typically in a multi-level marketing arena, this person signs up, and then as a distributor, I think the term is used, and then this person can promote the buying of gold and silver to their friends. They place orders with them, the distributor. The distributor goes back and sends it to the, is that the way it works?
Correct. And what's really unique about that, they've got a 3x9 force matrix. In other words, I went out and signed up three individuals. I've got about 50 people I signed up. But everybody after my third person spills over into my second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth generation. Now, what's interesting about that is I have some people that have just signed up just to be customers. They're not counted as affiliates. They're counted as a customer, and they're not on the affiliate grid. So literally in your – if you do 3 by 9, there's 29,000 people in the organization. But those are active affiliates that want to go out and build a referral income based upon their ability to perform and bring other affiliates and customers in. The customers sit off of that grid system, and they can just come in, and once they buy, that same commission, which is 5% per level of the premium, goes out through all the affiliates. So there's a dual income stream happening there between the clients, through the customers and the affiliates, which is very, very novel and unique.
All right, now, right
and
now,
what I like about it.
Okay, yeah, continue. I'm sorry.
What I like about it is they've not set, they're not charging people for distributor kits, and you got to buy their buttons and their hats, and they've made everything basically free. It's a free sign up. You got a free self-replicating site, which is, as I mentioned, should be online today. If it's not, it surely will be within the next week or so, full blown. There's a lot of details, obviously, that go into a launch of the product. But they've been, Reed Larson and Wayne Palmer have been very, very squeaky clean with their presentation of themselves to the marketplace. Because, as I mentioned, gold is political and silver is political. And they want to be very, very squeaky clean with their verbiage, how it's presented. This doesn't need a big dog and pony show. These guys are just right down the middle of the road saying, hey, we've got a really good product. We can get this product to the people competitively priced and in a very convenient manner, in a very timely fashion. We've done over 2 million transactions. It's not like we're a startup company. It is by personal invitation only that individuals can come into this. And he goes, we just want to maintain our code of ethics, our honorability, our history of the being a good, solid company to deal with. Everything goes by the books down the road. We don't want to grandize anything. We don't need to. We just have a really good product at a really good price. And the gold is 9999. The silver is 999, which is where I would like to be opposed to 99. So it's the purest product available in the market. He goes, when people get their arms and their minds wrapped around this, we'll have plenty of clients and affiliates come on board. This is just for the United States of America and its territories. They're not going overseas with this thing. They're staying within the borders like of USA, the 50 states, and USA territories at this time.
All right. Now, people who buy gold or silver on a regular basis consider that a very personal thing. Something that they're very careful about, the way they buy it, who they buy it from, how they store it. I mean, I know these people, I'm one of them, okay? So I understand the psyche of it. When you go to a coin store, for example, you buy a coin that's a silver round for $35, you give them $35. The coin store's been there 75 years. You have trust that this silver eagle is not made out of lead, it's made out of silver, and you take it home, and you put it somewhere. Now, how does your consumer, your prospective consumer, how do you gain that same trust from the consumer when they're sending money in and they're getting something in 3 weeks later? How does that work?
Well, you know what? That's a very intelligent question. And I have seen things out there in the international community on a very large scale with gold and silver, large bullion, kilo bars being sold to governments that are veneered with gold but are not gold. They're titanium or another product in the center of it.
Right.
That happened out there, and you know, who does know?
Right.
How does the client really validate if something is gold and silver? They have to trust their source.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons why the Old Glory Mint, which is the sister to, if you will, of American Gold Reserve, has set up an impeccable reputation, because that's across the board as far as the quality of the product, because no one in reality is going to go to an assayer to assay their gold or silver.
That's correct. Right.
It has got to go with the reputation of the company that you're purchasing it from.
Well, I think this is
going to
be... I would be very reluctant myself to order gold from someone that I did not know very, very well and who hasn't been around for 50 years, and had anyone ever suspected that they were getting cheated, you know, their store would blow up. you know, they would be in there and they'd be over. I mean, it would be all over the newspapers, you know. You know, Joe Blow's coin shop, you know, sells lead, you know, for gold. And a guy would be out of business in a week. Multi-level marketing has a very, very tarnished reputation. And they come and they go, they promise everything, they deliver nothing. That very tarnished reputation. How are you getting around that?
Well, we really don't have anything to get around. You know, American Gold Reserve and Old Glory Mint stands upon their reputation. They have a fabulous reputation in the industry. And all we need to do is present it. If someone looks at that, the information that we have provided to them, and feel comfortable, they can move ahead. And if they don't, then they can move on.
Okay. So the American Gold Reserve actually has been around for a long time. It's the method of the distribution that's changing.
Yeah. Their sister company, if you will, is Old Glory Mint. And if you can Google Old Glory Mint, they have been around for quite some time. American Gold Reserve is just bolted on this hybrid affiliate network marketing concept.
Yeah.
And exclusive product line. So, like as I mentioned, they've cut all the fat out of the deal. They've streamlined the cost to be a direct to the mint provider of silver and gold. It's not rocket science. It's very, really pretty simple, pretty basic. And they're trying, like I said, they're trying to get as much product out to as many people as they can as conveniently as possible.
Okay. Mark, they'll
be very successful.
Mark, we only have 2 minutes left. Let me give you 1 minute to wrap this up. Well, we will lose our bandwidth and we'll both go off the air. In fact, by the way, I had planned this broadcast and scheduled this broadcast, and for some reason it got erased. And I had to reset it up at 6:15 this morning, which kind of surprised the heck out of me. But in the next 45 seconds, if you can tell our listeners, how they can reach you, how they can participate, and then we'll conclude the broadcast.
Well, sure. Yeah, so go to www.americangoldreserve.com. My sponsor ID is MOMO. It's Momo. So it's americangoldreserve.com. And then once they get in there, they can sniff around, look around. They just want to sign up free. My sponsor ID is MOMO, and at that time they can look, they can pop the hood, take it for a test drive, look at the history, look at the data on the site, and if they feel comfortable, then they can move ahead with us. And if they have any questions at that time, there's a customer service, there's a host of ways of getting a hold of us.
Okay.
Everything is full disclosure and 100% transparency, and sure like to see if we can't help some people out.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much for being our program, and I do wish you luck, and I'll take a look at it myself. I will encourage our listeners to do the same, okay? And good luck to you.
Sure, appreciate it.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Bye-bye now.
That is really, really interesting, isn't it, folks? That is really interesting. I'm going to look that up, americangoldreserve.com. We're going to take a look at it. You can buy gold and become part of the gold or silver network. I think that's a kind of interesting concept. I hope it works, and I wish them all luck of the world. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranch Acres Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may reach at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, "Don't steal." The government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.